eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to another edition of Through the Smoke, a Miami Hurricanes football and recruiting podcast here on the 24/7 Sports Network. David Lake, joined by Gabby Urrutia. And this is kind of a instant reaction pod, I guess you would say, because we are recording at 10:56 p.m. following Miami's June 1st cookout on campus. NCAA dead period is lifted. Recruiting is now a full go. Miami had a very successful event, in my opinion, on the first day that they could have had face-to-face contact with recruits. I think the final count, Gabby, was 16 four- and five-star guys confirmed officially were there. I guess just overall, let's just start there, Gabby. How impressed were you by just the amount of talent Miami was able to get on campus today?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely impressive. I mean, we kind of had an idea that it could be one of those events that, you know, was just loaded with a bunch of different types of dudes. But to just kind of see them all there in one place, like, you know, actually make it. And because I feel like a lot of times you hear of, like, these guys that'll be there. But then, like, you know, but these guys, you know, they came out, you know, they enjoyed themselves. They all had a great time. And, yeah, I absolutely believe that this was a very, very successful day one for Miami. They got to be pretty happy with how this all came out.
So a ton of local dudes. I mean, basically, it seemed like the entire defensive recruiting board was on campus today. But I want to start with the defensive guy, but an out-of-state, out-of-area guy, and that's four-star Kamari Rogers. I guess, Gabby, you can tell us more on this, but it seems like he's been in South Florida, Coral Gables, for a day or two now. Tell us what you've learned about his trip to Miami.
Yeah, no, it's honestly been a very successful 2 days for Kamari Rogers. You know, like, he got to Miami on Monday, you know, spent a lot of time with Jake Garcia and James Williams, you know, Monday nightish, even afternoon. So they spent a whole ton of time together, you know, after talking to his dad and all that stuff. And today, you know, they got to campus at 10:30 this morning, and Kamari Rogers basically never left. So, you know, he's been hanging out with James Williams, Jake Garcia. I mean, the whole entire cookout, it seemed like Kamari Rogers and Jake Garcia were kind of tied at the hip. So, you know, I think that was good that a friendship developed out of all of this. And I think it was good that, you know, I mean, if you're Miami, you have to be feeling really, really good about, you know, just how this went in terms of, like, your top cornerback target, you know, a top 100 recruit, a guy that DeMarcus Van Dyke and, you know, that staff has been working on for a long time. And, you know, just talking to his dad, you know, who was, you know, talking with Manny Diaz and DeMarcus Van Dyke and a couple others just before I spoke to him, you know, all signs are pointing to the fact that, you know, this was a very, very good trip for Miami, who, you know, was already sitting in a pretty good spot for the four-star corner.
Yeah, very good sign that Jake Garcia wanted to take on kind of a helping role in that recruitment. Love seeing that from your quarterback who, you know, ideally is a leader like that. So that was good to see. I think the next thing to touch on, Gabby, about tonight is Miami had a lot of star power on campus at defensive end. Five-star Shamar Stewart, and then top 247 guys Marvin Jones Jr. and Nigelie Kelly. An impressive amount of talent in the edge department there. How do you feel like things stand there for those three guys after talking to them?
I mean, just in terms of just talking with Shamar and Nigel Leek specifically, like, you know, a lot of both those guys are, you know, pretty reserved, soft-spoken guys. But, you know, today I really feel like I saw like a sense of excitement and just like, you know, with the way that they were even talking, it was the tone was a little bit different than what I've heard from both of those guys in the past, you know, in terms of just like, you know, the excitement that they choose to like express or, you know, just how much they even choose to talk. Like, I feel like both of those guys were, you know, just really, really happy to talk about, you know, how everything went. You know, Shamar Stewart seems like he had a really good time. You know, he really enjoyed the facilities. You know, he could have gone up to Georgia. He told me he was really happy he made the decision to stay home and, you know, go to Miami on this, you know, first day of the dead period, or I guess the open period now. And so, I mean, I think it was a very successful day. And, you know, just even talking with Shamar Stewart's coach, Mario Perez, after, you know, he made it seem like, you know, Shamar had a really good time too. And I know he did as well. So I think that's definitely a step forward for Miami in terms of, you know, the five-star. And then with Nigel Leek, I mean, I could definitely say the same thing. You know, big deal is that, you know, he talked with Coach Jess Simpson, and, you know, it sounds like they're planning something for Nigel Leek to come back next week and, you know, to do like a personal tour with Coach Jess Simpson. So, you know, this is just the beginning of a long recruitment for Nigel Leek. You know, trips to Clemson, now a trip to Georgia is on the books, Florida State, a couple others he's going to stop and see. But, you know, I think Miami's definitely, you know, sticking in this recruitment. I think they're going to keep finding ways to get him back on campus. And, yeah, I absolutely believe that, you know, today helped Miami's case with them.
Yeah, and who knows what this means, but I believe, Gabby, Shamar Stewart was the second-to-last recruit to leave the campus, and Nigel Leek Kelly was the last recruit to leave campus. So they weren't in a rush. They were obviously feeling the vibe at Miami on Tuesday night. I take that as a good thing. We already touched on Kamari Rogers, excuse me, but there was other good defensive backs there as well. Earl Little Jr., I caught up with him. He came down with Marvin Jones Jr., his American Heritage Plantation teammate. Seemed like he enjoyed everything the coaches had to say. Would I say it was maybe on the same level as feel good as like Nigel Leek Kelly and Shamar Stewart? Probably not. But I do think, you know, Miami's in his top five, closer to five than one. But I think an interesting nugget he told me is that he plans to go to the season opener to watch Alabama take on Miami. And, you know, Alabama is kind of considered the team to beat right now. So I felt that was interesting. I will note Earl Little Sr. wasn't there at the start of the cookout, but he did come at the end to pick up Earl Little Jr. And he definitely talked with defensive backs coach Travaris Robinson for what seemed like 20 to 30 minutes. So he spent some time recruiting dad. I also caught up with Wesley Bissaint, the talented linebacker. I think Miami's in a real good spot there. He seems to feel like, you know, Miami's coaches are all about family. And it seems like Wesley is very comfortable with Coach Manny Diaz. Also caught up with Jacoby Spells, who is a big-time cornerback target for Miami. Seems like after, you know, sizing him up in person, my take on it is that the staff was even more impressed, more excited about recruiting Jacoby Spells moving forward. He kind of felt that way too. I think Miami's kind of in the driver's seat there, but if Georgia does turn up the heat, they will be a team to watch. Gabby, I know you caught up with Chris Graves, who we both saw play in the spring game last week. Anything new there after this visit?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that, you know, just he made his way down, you know, on this Tuesday. He's going to be back for an official visit on June 4th. So, you know, he was really just enjoying himself. He said that's what the coaches were mainly just kind of telling him, you know, just kick back, have a good time. You know, he expects to be on campus, you know, again this week. So, you know, not a lot new in terms of just like from when we saw him the other day. But I do think that Miami's just continuing to trend in the right direction. I asked him, like, you know, now that you've been able to be on campus and talk with the coaches, like, does this help? Like, did this visit help Miami with you? And he was like, yeah, it does. And that's considering Miami was already in a pretty favorable spot. I believe they're the 24/7 Sports Crystal Ball favorite. So, you know, definitely telling for Chris Graves. I think he's going to go see South Carolina and LSU. I know those are two of the schools that are set to get official visits. I believe he'll get to Florida and Florida State too, and potentially a couple other schools. But I definitely like where Miami stands right now.
Yeah, I think, too, want to touch on Julian Armella, who was at Florida State's Midnight Madness event, which Florida State opened the doors at 12 o'clock on June 1st. Julian Armella took part in that. My understanding is he flew back to Miami at some point today, during the day, and made it down to UM for the cookout, which I was impressed by that he was that committed to showing up at Miami. He is a FSU legacy for those that are unaware. But Gabby, you talked to him for a good time. What kind of vibes did you get after speaking with him?
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I think Miami's in this, you know. I think Miami's playing the long game with him. You know, you do got to get, you know, mom and dad on board and all those types of things. But, you know, every time I've spoken with Julian Armella, he's always had really good things to say about Manny Diaz. He's always had really good things to say about Garen Justice. You know, he continued to say really positive things about the program. Like, you know, something that stood out to me, he just said how it just feels like family, you know. He said that it was cool seeing some of his former teammates, you know, Ryan Rodriguez, Jabari Ishmael, or two of his teammates from Columbus, you know, a couple of guys that he's played with growing up. He said, you know, just being at STA too, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, guys that have played at that program that he's kind of been around as well. So, you know, he just said it was good to just see a bunch of guys that he kind of knew and is familiar with and all that stuff. And, you know, he definitely continues to get that family feel from Manny Diaz and Garen Justice. And, you know, he just had a lot of really good things to say just about the facilities and the staff and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know how much more Miami could really be doing here. I just think ultimately it's just going to come down to winning out. You know, he said he's going to be in LSU this coming weekend for an official visit, plans to go to Alabama for an official visit after that. So, you know, Miami's just got to keep chipping away and just, you know, obviously win on the field. I think that would be a huge help for Miami here if they're able to get it done on Saturdays this fall.
So last thing I kind of want to touch on is striker. Miami had Ja'Cory Thomas out of the Orlando area on campus. They also had Buford, three-star prospect who's committed to Michigan State, Malik Spencer, on campus. I think Miami's still trying to figure out what they're going to do at striker. That's kind of the impression I got. But they were able to get those guys on campus. Ishmael Aristide doing a good job recruiting here during his first cycle. I think another guy Ishmael's doing a good job with is top 247 safety Markeith Williams. And I know Ishmael Aristide was proud of the fact that he was able to get him on campus, being that he is a guy from the Orlando area. I know you caught up with him after the cookout, Gabby. What kind of vibes did you get there?
Yeah, and not even just from Orlando. You know, both those guys are Orlando Evans, you know, guys. Like Ishmael Aristide graduated from Orlando Evans, Markeith Williams, you know, just going to be, he's going to be a senior now at Orlando Evans. So definitely a connection there. You know, with Markeith, I mean, I think he was, again, just blown away by the facilities. You know, he called the dorm rooms that he compared it to a room in a mansion, you know. So that's just, you know, a little bit of just, you know, what really that upgrade has kind of done for Miami in terms of just opening the eyes of some of these guys that haven't been able to see it, you know, just this really just seeing it for the first time. And, you know, guys that haven't been on campus yet, to give them a chance to see it too. So I think Miami, again, just, you know, Markeith Williams had really good things to say about Miami and, you know, the way that they kind of, you know, made an impression on him as well. Interesting thing with Ja'Cory Thomas, he's actually going to work out for Miami staff on Wednesday morning, probably around 8 a.m. So, you know, that'll be a good chance for, you know, those guys to get an evaluation on him in person. I think Malik Spencer, the Michigan State commit, was probably the surprise of the afternoon or evening, just because not many people knew that he would be there. I mean, I don't even know how many people on Miami staff knew that he was going to be there. So, you know, I think that was definitely something interesting to watch. You know, Miami's hoping that he's able to work out for them on Wednesday as well. I guess we'll see if that ends up happening, but he is another guy that they like at that striker spot. And you know, again, at a Georgia Power, a school that, you know, they, that, you know, Jess Simpson obviously has ties to as, you know, a former head coach there. So yeah, I think it would be really interesting. And, you know, with Malik Spencer, he said his only other visit right now in his mind is to Michigan State. And so I think that's also kind of a testament to the, you know, where Miami kind of stands with him, and just like in terms of just giving him something to think about. You know, he wasn't really ready to open up on his status as a Michigan State commit and, you know, what this visit meant in terms of just that, all of that and stuff, with no other visits planned. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see if he does, you know, lace up the cleats and work out for Miami tomorrow and how that kind of, you know, matters moving forward.
Yeah. So overall, a good day. I will say this. I do. It was the first time that you know, Miami's coaches, and this is the case for any coaching staff in America right now, it's the first time they've been able to get eyes on guys in person. And that matters in terms of evaluating body types and just, you know, how guys look. That's a big part of the evaluation process. And Miami, I know for a fact, learned a lot about guys in that regard tonight. So it was a recruiting event, but in a way it was also valuable from an evaluation standpoint. So it'll be interesting to see which direction Miami decides to go on guys after tonight, after eyeballing them in person. Gabby, let's get out of here on this. Let's have some fun. I guess just after tonight, if you are going to either, if I force you to put in a new crystal ball prediction or crank up an existing crystal ball prediction way up on your confidence score for that player, who would it be and why?
Okay, so I mean, since we're having fun with this, I'll give you a 2-for-1. So I think I'll go both on that. Man, my confidence, when I started talking, I thought I was going to go with one guy, but I think I could potentially put in 2 crystal balls right now. One would definitely be for Chris Graves. I think Miami's in a good spot there. But man, I don't think anybody talked up Miami more than Dautry Richardson, the Miami Central offensive lineman today. You know, just the way that, like, he was just gushing about the program, about just, like, everything that he kind of saw and all that stuff. So I would put a very low confidence. I'm not going to actually do it, but for the pod purposes, I would put a low confidence Miami crystal ball on Dautry Richardson. I think that they made a very, very big move with him today. You know, he's a guy that pushed back his commitment date and, you know, pushed it back into July. And, you know, I think Miami's got him on campus on this Tuesday. We'll get him back for the Paradise weekend on an official visit. He plans on competing in Paradise. You know, obviously we'll be in Florida State and a couple other schools, Arizona State this weekend. But I absolutely think Miami took a very strong step forward in Dautry Richardson's recruitment today.
Yeah, so mine's easy, right? I'm not as active on the crystal ball as Gabby. So mine would be Kamari Rogers. I don't have a crystal ball in yet for him. I know Gabby does. But I do feel good about where things stand with Miami and Kamari Rogers. I think there's a good chance Miami ends up getting a commitment at some point in the summer months. When, who knows, but Miami's making a move there and in a really good spot. So that wraps things up. It is 11:12 p.m. Signing off, instant reaction. If the audio sounds a little bit off, it's because Gabby and I are recording this on an iPhone in Gabby's car. So
In a Denny's parking lot,
again, at 11:13 p.m. So appreciate all you guys listening. Again, if you're not a VIP subscriber to Inside the U, we're offering a 60% off deal now for the next few days. I think that gets you a yearly subscription for $43. So things are going to be cranked up on the recruiting front for the Miami Hurricanes, and we got you covered. Appreciate all our subscribers that exist, our existing subscribers, and if you want to join in on the fun, I highly recommend you jumping in on this deal. All right, take care, guys. Thanks.
Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.